November 5, the gratitude of the redeemed. The king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25:40. Every action of ours in befriending God's people will be rewarded as done unto himself. What satisfaction will every reaper have when the clear musical voice of Jesus shall be heard saying, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The Redeemer is glorified because he has not died in vain. With glad, rejoicing hearts, those who have been co-laborers with God see of the travail of their soul for perishing, dying sinners and are satisfied. The anxious hours they have spent, the perplexing circumstances they have had to meet, the sorrow of heart because some refuse to see and receive the things which make for their peace are forgotten. The self-denial they have practiced in order to support the work is remembered no more. As they look upon the souls they sought to win to Jesus and see them saved, eternally saved, monuments of God's mercy and of a Redeemer's love, there ring through the arches of heaven shouts of praise and thanksgiving. There is a heaven before us, and among its inhabitants there will be no strife. We shall greet the holy family of the redeemed and hear the words of Christ. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. We shall touch our golden harps, and heaven will ring with rich music. We shall cast our glittering crowns at his feet and give glory to him who has overcome in our behalf. There may be some things here that we do not understand. Some things in the Bible may appear to us mysterious because they are beyond our finite comprehension. But as our Savior leads us by the living waters, he will make clear to our minds that which was not before clearly understood.